She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Dr. Gina, always a pleasure to have you here, too. Thank you for making time for us. We haven't talked since last Monday, so I haven't had a chance to hear from you. Your thoughts on the fact that Roe v. Wade got toppled and now this kind of new existence happens. I think Tony Evans, the radio teacher, actually put a thing out on Instagram over the weekend, and he says, you know, we have been a nation that has lived under a curse because of the scourge that Roe v. Wade has visited upon us. And for the first time in many decades, we now have the right to stand before God and ask for mercy because that lifted that curse. It's also interesting because people are on social media saying things like, well, Kev, why are you so happy? And I said, well, you know, we finally have a court now that's not going to tell one person you have a divine right to life as embodied by our founding documents and tell someone else standing right next to him and you have a divine right to snuff ones out. I mean, it's like, you know, we're kind of back to the original argument. And I don't know if you've noticed that, Dr. Gina, but this is going to be a nuanced conversation that we're now going to have on state and local levels to continue to win hearts and minds.
No doubt. So many of the things you've echoed, Kevin, are exactly my feeling. I did a celebration show essentially on my show the day that the Dobbs decision came down, because this is truly, you know, we love that scripture that says, you know, if my people will humbly pray and seek my face and turn away from all their wicked ways, then I will hear them and heal their land. And we pray that, and we pray that over and over again as Christians. But how can God heal our land? This has always been my question. Since I understood what Roe v. Wade was, since I was in grade school fighting for this issue, my question has always been, how can, you know, God cannot dwell in the realm of evil. How can he truly heal our land? This, I believe, and I tweeted this, of course, Twitter limits me to 25 retweets for whatever reason. I know it's more than you have, Kevin, but
I'm glad you get any retweets. That's great.
Any is good at all. Good. But I posted this on all the social media I'm on because I really believe this is the pinnacle moment, and Christians shouldn't under celebrate this, where God can truly, with all the evil that's out there, this is the fundamental evil. We were killing our babies. We sanctioned it into law, and we were really not doing anything about it. So my family and I went out and had a champagne dinner that night to sanctify, really, and to sort of put it in the forefront of our children's minds, because we've never done that for anything except like birthdays. But this was such a momentous day. We wanted our children to forever remember that this day matters more than really any presidential election, arguably, anything that our children have ever witnessed in history. This was the most fundamental, most provocative, most exciting day in our nation's history, certainly in my lifetime.
If this case had been decided with Hillary Clinton in her second term, or she gets bounced and Joe Biden gets in there like happened now, and we didn't have Donald Trump for those 4 years, Gina, there would have been at minimum, eight justices on the other side, or six. There would have been six or seven on the other side. And if they'd chosen to pack the court, which they may have wanted to or whatever, I don't know. But, I mean, you're talking about a massive swing the other way and having long-term implications of never being able to go back and revisit it under these circumstances. We got the right justices. We got the right time. We had the right president. And I see all of it as a gift of God's handiwork, just giving his blessing. I don't know why. I don't think we deserve his blessing, but he blessed us in that moment to have the right people at the right time. And like you said, it's worth celebrating.
A couple of points. One is to define what's actually happened, because the liberals are trying to redefine it. This is not an activist court. Kevin, it would have said life in the womb is life and deserves federal protection, and thus they would have outlawed abortion nationwide.
That's right.
This is really important, because returning control to the states is exactly the opposite of an activist court. Number two, one thing we need to focus on going forward, I always like to give action steps to my audience, so I'm going to give it to yours, knowing you're going to be on my show tonight, and we'll reemphasize all of this, but we need to force states to take a look at whether or not we're going to sanction child molesters.
Child molesters are a pretty bad term, but these are rapists we're talking about. And when you talk to the when you look at the numbers of the average age of the Planned Parenthood client, you know, the girl is 13 to 16 years of age, and the boy is usually 25 to 30 years of age. And this is so rampant in that arena. And you're exactly right. These states that are going to say, hey, come on, you know, Gavin Newsom, California, we'll do abortion tourism. We'll pay for your plane ticket. Come kill your baby here. I mean, it's really perverse and quite bizarre. But we have to continue to have this conversation, and we have to be honest about it. And Dr. Gina, thank you for celebrating with us today. I'll see you tonight on your show, but I'm still kind of euphoric about what happened and can't quite get over it.
I too am euphoric, Kevin. Thanks for letting me be part of your show, and thanks to your audience, who I know has been in the forefront of fighting this hard fight, and we have to continue to fight with all of the right words. So
Amen.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
You got it. All right. See you tonight at 7 o'clock on Real America's Voice, Dr. Gina Primetime. You don't want to miss it. That's tonight at 7. We'll see you there. Kevin McCullough coming right back.